Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today's episode is about a German lantern festival in November, and about all the little things that have to do with it, and that are happening during that festival. So if you want to find out about that, then just listen on and enjoy. Have some of you expats, newly arrived and visitors ever wondered about parades of children with lanterns accompanied by a horse and rider crowding the streets in the November twilight? Or about open fires that no one seems to be concerned about? And what is a Martinsgans anyway? Apart from the regional beginning of carnival season craze, the 11th of November in Germany is also St. Martin's Day. In late October and early November, schools and nurseries are busy making lanterns with the children, which the little ones then carry proudly on the day of the parade, suspended from poles with little light bulbs to illuminate the precious artworks. Songs are sung, St. Martin being the most famous one, and St. Martin and the horse guide the crowd around the block to the bonfire. And then there's the best part. Each child gets a Weckmann, also called a Stutenkerl in some regions, a man made of fluffy white yeast dough clutching a clay pipe, which used to be a real pipe until everyone knew it was excellently suited for smoking weed, so now it is just a phony thing. This is all in honour of St. Martin of Tours, an ascetic monk-turned-bishop who, the story goes, compassionately cut his cloak in half to share it with a beggar who was freezing in the snow. The custom of the bonfire, Martinsfeuer, is likely to stem from Germanic midwinter and Thanksgiving traditions, with the lanterns, and sometimes torches, fulfilling the same role. The Weckmann probably represents St. Martin himself. During this time of year, many restaurants offer traditional St. Martin's goose meal of roasted goose leg served with red cabbage and potato dumplings. This goes back to a legend of St. Martin hiding among geese to avoid a fuss over his becoming a bishop and being told on by the animals. If your bouche has been amused by this, you will look forward to the variations of lime on next week's menu. The Pommers Buddha says, "We love a bit of goose flesh in the winter." That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.